This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذني الله وإياكم من عذاب النار اللهم آمين. All praise is due to Allah and may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon all those who follow his guidance, who follow his sunnah, who follow his way, who follow his manhaj, his creed, his methodology until the last day. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, during this transitory life, during this short life called dunya, there will be many challenges. And as Muslims, one of the greatest challenges that we will endure is the challenge to remain steadfast, to remain on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for no less than 17 times a day to be on. When we recite Surah al-Fatiha in our Salah, which is one of the pillars of the Salah, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight path, to the right path. And so, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, the greatest battle we will endure in this life is the battle to remain steadfast. Especially that there will be certain times in our lives where the challenges are very difficult. And there will be ibtila. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses us. And He says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ. Do people think? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they will be left alone? That they will not be trialed just because they say we are believers? The believers will be trialed. And we need to always remain steadfast in every situation. And so we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be steadfast. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, and be steadfast as you have been commanded. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first instance. But this address is to every single person who follows in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, and remain on the right course. Remain on الصراط المستقيم, and do not follow their inclinations. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere says in the Quran, وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا, that those who follow their desires, they want you to deviate. They want you to go on a separate path. One day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with the Sahaba, and he drew a very straight line on the ground. And then he recited the ayah whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاتِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, this is my path, it's straight, it's mustaqim. فَاتَّبِعُوا, follow it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the right and to the left of this line, he drew some other smaller lines. And he said, at the head of each one of these lines is the shaitan calling to this way, calling to that way. And he continued on with the verse, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ, and do not follow the other paths, for they will scatter you about from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. My dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, are the paths of shaitan, are the many paths of shaitan really easier then as-sirat al-mustaqim? Ask yourself this question. Ask yourself, are these paths going to be easier than the punishment in the grave? Are these paths going to be easier than the day that we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day in which will be 50,000 years long, the day of judgment? Are these paths going to be easier then the path that leads to Jahannam wal-iyadhu billah, a fire that burnt for 1,000 years until it became red, 1,000 years until it became white, another 1,000 years until it became black? Are these paths better, or is the path of La ilaha illallah and remaining on a very steadfast path? And so, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, Islam has offered us a myriad, a plethora, many ways in which we can exercise our iman. Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent scriptures. In Islam, there's no room for boredom. There's many ways that we can avoid this boredom. There is salah, there is siyam, there is sadaqah, there is zakah, there is umrah. There is just putting on a smile to your Muslim brother or your Muslim sister for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, I'd like to share with you only six exercises that inshaAllah ta'ala will help your iman, will exercise your iman, that will keep you mustaqim, that will keep you and I steadfast insha'Allah ta'ala. Just like our physical body requires exercise, We need to do certain things to our physical body to ensure that it functions right. Likewise, when it comes to our iman, when it comes to our faith, we need to water it. We need to nurture it in the ways and the nutrition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered us through the Qur'an and through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what are these weapons? What are these exercises that mean that you and I can do to ensure that we remain steadfast and that exercise our iman and that give us an iman rush where we feel always on a iman high, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The first one is ilm. The first one is knowledge. To have knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowledge of the Qur'an, knowledge of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. That those who have the khashya of Allah, those who have the khushu' of Allah Azza wa Jal, are the ulama, are the scholars, are the people who have knowledge about Allah. Notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word khashya, because the word khashya is a fear of Allah Azza wa Jal coupled with the intimate knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, whereby you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on a superficial level, but you truly know what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from us, and who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. And so, the more that we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more that we know Him, the more that we will love Him, the more that we love Allah, and we show this love through our actions, the more that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will envelop us with His rahmah, will love us too, insha'Allah ta'ala. Especially, ensure that you are educating your children. Many children today have very superficial or very little knowledge about Allah Azza wa Jal. And so we need to be mindful that the children today are exposed to many, many dangerous elements through social media. And the social media and the environment around them is shaping their identity. Many of our children have an identity issue. They don't know which way to go. Am I Lebanese? Am I Egyptian? Am I Australian? Am I Muslim? Am I both? What am I? Who am I? And we find many, many children with this, going through this battle to know, to find themselves. And unfortunately, many children are derailing because they don't have the sound, proper knowledge. We need to invest in our children. And this is, insha'Allah, what we see with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. When we find, for example, young companions like Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhu wa arda, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instills in him the foundations, the fundamentals, from a very young age, when he was riding behind him on the riding animal. He says to him, Ya ghulam, inni muallimuka kalimat. Oh young boy, I'm going to teach you a few words, only a few words. Sometimes less is better. It's not about giving a massive lecture to your child, but just instilling in them the right concept of La ilaha illallah, of Tawheed, of what is required of them to be outstanding Muslims. So he says, Ya ghulam, inni muallimuka kalimat. Oh young boy, I'm going to teach you a few words. Ihfadh illaha yahfadhk. Be mindful of Allah. Maintain the boundaries. Stay within the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's limits. Yahfadhk. He will protect you. He will look after you. He will amaze you with His blessings and His bounties. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. When you maintain the limits of Allah, you'll find Allah there for you. He teaches him foundations. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَى أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. If the nation was to get together and to try and benefit you, they will not be able to benefit you except with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed. And if they try to harm you, They will not be able to harm you except by that which has already been decreed 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Instill in your children, in the young ones, the concept of Tawheed, of La ilaha illallah, of Muhammadur Rasulullah. My dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, we need to learn. And subhanAllah, many of us don't have sound knowledge in many important areas of our lives, whether it comes to our relationships with our parents, relationships with our spouse, relationship with our children, and we see many, many problems in our communities. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ But knowledge also needs a home, and that home is actions, amal. And when we look at the word ilm, which is knowledge, and we look at the word amal, they both share the same letters, meaning these two concepts, they go hand in hand, ilm and amal. And so the storehouse and the place for knowledge is your actions. That's where the fruit of the ilm, of the knowledge is. So we need to begin, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, with what is most important. Al-ahammu thumma al-muhimmu wa laysa fi deenina illa muhim. We begin with that which is most important, and we move on to that which is important, and everything in our deen is important. This is the start. If we want to have steadfastness, we need to have the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, when we want to buy a car, we want to buy a phone, we will go through the social, we will go through the internet, and we will read reviews, and we will do so much research. But how much research are we doing about Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The second most important exercise for our iman, to ensure that we remain steadfast and we have very firm faith, is remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. That our tongue is always in a state of dhikr, of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, through the words of the Qur'an, through the words of dhikr that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to say every morning and every evening. There is a lot of evil out there, and the best way to protect yourself from the evil that is lurking is to put a fortress around you. Put a shield around you through the adhkar. Yes, after Fajr, after Maghrib. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. If you don't know these adhkar, it's time to know them. Add them to Ayatul Kursi. Add them to Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Al-Falaq, and An-Nas. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Do your Akhirah a favor. Dhikrullahi Azza wa Jal. Remembrance of Allah through the Qur'an. Recite Surah Al-Kahf every Friday. Recite the Adhkar after the Salah. The adhkar of the morning and the evening, the adhkar before going to sleep, the adhkar when you wake up, insha'Allah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you. Remembrance of Allah, even just saying, astaghfirullah, again and again. This is a very powerful word. We're probably looking for something very big. We think that it has to be a massive workout for our iman. But sometimes it's something that you already know, but you're just not implementing it. Like astaghfirullah. One day, a man walked into the masjid, and he said to the shaykh, he said to him, I am a poor man. I require some wealth. What can I say? What can I do that will make me rich, that will make me come out of this poverty? He said, say astaghfirullah, and he walks out. Another man walks in, and he says, I don't have any children. I haven't been blessed with children yet. I'm trying. What can I say? What can I do? He said, say astaghfirullah. A third man walks in and he says, there is much drought. There is no water, no rain. What can I say? What can I do for the rain to come about? He said, say astaghfirullah. That's right. Say astaghfirullah. And so the students of knowledge around the Shaykh, they said, Ya Shaykh, you were asked, three different questions, and you gave the same response, the same answer to three different questions. And then he reminded them of a very important verse in the Quran, in Surah Nuh, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. He reminded them of this beautiful ayah whereby Allah says, فَقُلْتُ, I said, say, astaghfirullah, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He always forgives you. Allah never stops forgiving you. For as long as you are breathing and you are asking for His forgiveness. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He's always forgiving. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He brings down the heavens. He brings down the rain from the heavens. مِدْرَارًا. Plentiful. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. He gives you wealth. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. And He gives you jannat. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ أَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ, and children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ jannat, and He provides you with gardens, with rivers. But it's just up to me and you to implement, to say these words with sincerity. And this is very important. When it comes to our knowledge, it's very important for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our action, to have the right knowledge. And to also have the right intention. That you do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so our second exercise after ilm, after knowledge, is the remembrance of Allah. And number three, insha'Allahu ta'ala, is ad-du'a. Ad-du'a. Always be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you steadfast. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, himself as a prophet, as an amazing man, was always making dua and asking Allah. One of the most said dua by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh Allah, turner of the hearts, make my heart steadfast on your deen. How many of us are saying this dua again and again? Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka thabata fil amr, to make him steadfast, because there will be some calamities, some misfortunes, which will try and derail you from the sirat al-mustaqim. Make dua. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was going through a tough time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through his own challenges and battles. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed him. And He says, Inna lana'lamu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa laqad na'lamu annaka yadiqu sadruka bima yaqulun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, wa laqad na'lamu, and we know, yadiqu sadruka bima yaqulun, that your heart becomes tight, becomes very stressed out because of what they are saying. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to something that he can do that will remove this tightness, that will remove this maybe anxiety. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. And then he says to him, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. The first thing that he says to him, make tasbih. Tasbih is a form of remembrance of Allah. Because أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. It is through the remembrance of Allah that your hearts will find tranquility. He says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Exalt with the praise of your Lord and be from amongst those who make sujood. And why does he mention sujood? Because sujood is the best place to make your dua. The closest time that you are going to Allah Azza wa Jal is when you are in sujood. And so make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, from amongst the exercises that will inshallah ta'ala keep you steadfast and will give your iman a workout, inshallah ta'ala, is to show your gratitude. Be grateful. Be thankful. Always say alhamdulillah for whatever blessing that you have. Know that there are many, many people in the world that are killing one another for the blessings that we have. Alhamdulillah. And what is amazing is that subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has smothered us with His blessings. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has smothered us with blessings that are concealed, that we don't even see, and that which is apparent. And so alhamdulillah, He has given us all of these blessings. And some of these blessings, we even use them against Him. We use these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, we use them against Him. And so we need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, that when you show your thankfulness to Allah, Allah gives you increase. He says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That when you show your gratitude and you show your thankfulness to Allah, He gives you ziyadah. Thank Him for what? He didn't say. He just said, thank Him. وَلَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ. Thank Him. Thank the people around you. Be thankful for everything that you have. And what's going to happen? لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. He's going to give you ziyadah. He's going to give you increase. Increase in what? He can increase you in absolutely anything that you want. Is it your health? Is it your wealth? Is it your career? Is it your children? What is it that you want? Thank Him. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will amaze you with His bounties in this dunya and the akhirah. The fifth most important weapon for remaining steadfast and to be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim and to give your iman a workout is to surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with the right people. Surround your children with the right people. Give your children the right environment. You see, your children are going to be a product as a result of three things. Three things are going to shape the minds and the identities of your children. The first one is their environment. What sort of environment have you placed your children in? Is it Islamic? Is it un-Islamic? Is it a good environment? Is it a healthy environment? The second one is their influences. Who are you sending your children to learn from? The influences are very important. And number three are the experiences they are going through in this dunya. What sort of experiences are they going through? Are they going through good experiences or depressive experiences? Sad experiences? These are things that we need to be mindful of, inshaAllah ta'ala. So we need to place ourselves with the best of the best. And in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and keep yourself patient by being with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and in the evening, seeking His pleasure, seeking His approval. And so it's so important. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalili. A person will be on the way, on the religion of his friends, of his close friends. Who are your friends? Maybe you have to sack some of your friends. Maybe you just have to just keep the connection there, but maybe not so close. Don't burn your bridges. But maybe you have to consider, who are these people around you? Are they conducive for your iman? Are they doing your iman justice? Or are they keeping you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And as the saying goes, tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. You are a reflection of your friends. My dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, know that when it comes to showing your gratitude and when it comes to being around the good people, it will always be the minority. Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the minority. It's never about numbers in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. It is the few from my ibad who are thankful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ. Except for those who believed and did the righteous deeds, the good deeds, وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ. And few they are. So do not get carried away with numbers. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, we've looked at five ways that we can ensure that our iman stays firm, sound, that we can stay on Sirat al-Mustaqim. One other very important factor, the sixth and the last one, is a very important concept that is mentioned in over 90 places in the Quran, and that is the concept of sabr, of being patient. Be patient when it comes to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, with your salah, with your zakat, with your fasting, with your children, with your hijab, when you're performing hajj, when you're performing umrah, whatever it is, be patient with the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Be patient by not committing the haram. Be patient by staying back from the haram. And subhanAllah, the more you engage in haram, you will see, subhanAllah, the fruits of that perhaps in this dunya before the hereafter. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may disgrace you in this life before He disgraces you in the hereafter. And be very patient when it comes to the third area, and that is calamities and misfortunes. There's going to be calamities, there's going to be misfortunes, there's going to be hardships, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us. But He also tells us, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When a musibah afflicts them, they say, to Allah we belong, and to Him we shall return. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, be prepared to leave your comfort zones. Yes, many of us are too comfortable, not prepared to leave our comfort zone. If we want to be successful, then we need to understand that most of our successes begin at the border of our comfort zone. The moment we leave that comfort zone, the moment we will see many amazing things, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those who strive in our cause, we will guide them to our path, the path that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I remind you, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, insha'Allah ta'ala, where we began, that one of the greatest battles is the battle to remain steadfast. And subhanAllah, Bilal ibn Rabah, the first muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know about Bilal. You know about the torture that he went through. Despite the torture that he was going through, he said some words that should be written in gold. Bilal ibn Rabah, despite all this torture, wanting him to commit kufr, wanting him to commit shirk, but he refused. And then they asked him later, after he kept on saying, Ahad, Ahad, La ilaha illallah. They asked him, what was going through your mind? What were you feeling? He said, Muzijat halawatul iman, bimararat al-adhab, fatagat halawatul iman. He said, the sweetness of iman, and this is what iman is going to do to your lives. He said, the sweetness of iman became mixed with the bitterness, with the marara of the adab, with the bitterness of the punishment. But the sweetness of iman prevailed. La ilaha illallah. That's what an iman can do to your lives, even in the worst of times. تقدم